When we get a CD from a left-handed rockabilly guitarist from New Jersey whose name is Moot, who can resist? In addition to rockabilly, Moot Davis plays honky-tonk and what some have called thinking man's country on his new CD, Man About Town. And he is. Moot Davis joins us now in Studio 4A, having come down from New Jersey. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Would you forgive me if I asked you how you got the name Moot?
Oh, no, not at all. It's when I was about 20 years old, I went and lived with an uncle in New Mexico, and he's a bit eccentric, and Moot happened to be a guy that he ran into on a hunting trip, and we would just make jokes about this guy named Moot, and he started calling me Moot, and it just sort of stuck, and it just became a nickname.
A noble family tradition. So you brought along a guitar today, and I think I've been given a little hint. You're playing a Fender Telecaster?
On
the CD cover.
Right, on the CD cover. Right. This is just an acoustic guitar, but I have a Fender Telecaster that I've been getting a bunch of compliments on, so it's...
Well, would you switch up and play us something lovely on that acoustic guitar?
I'd love to.
Thank you.
Just a little thing called A Day the World Shook My Hand. Oh, this world's full of heartaches that you can't understand. Slip through my finger a grain of golden sand. The day the world shook my hand. I hang around here, honey, long enough, and all your soft edges just get tough. Day the world shook my hand. Shook my hand in cold the sun. Shook my hand. Said, boy, you're the one we've been waiting for. Met a girl with that magic in her eyes, and her tongue told the saltiest lies. Day the world shook my hand. Now it's dropping rain outside, and I'm just trying to keep my pride dry. Day the world shook my hand. Shook my hand in cold the sun. Shook my hand. Said, boy, you're the one we've been waiting for. Yeah, you're the one, oh, we've been waiting for.
That was beautiful.
You're very kind.
Now, listen, Moot, I can't say that I'm a Jersey girl. I don't know everything from the Kittatinny Mountains to the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
But I read you were a rocker growing up. And what I'm hearing is a little more channeling Roy Orbison. So what turned you around?
Well, you know, my mother and father are from West Virginia. So that kind of music was around the house when I was growing up. And my father would come home and sing like, "Hey, Good Looking" to my mom and stuff when he'd come in the door.
Aww. I heard a certain Cola commercial had something to do with it.
Yeah. There was basically it was either Coke or Pepsi, and basically the delivery man was wheeling in the soft drink into a store, and as he's putting in his product, he sees the opposing product and goes and grabs one to have a drink of it, and then "Your Cheating Heart" by Hank Williams starts playing, and it just mesmerized me. It changed everything.
We've got a country album here, and a country album would be nothing without a tale of good old murder and cold blood. And this one has a bit of a Mexican feel. It's called Black and White Picture.
I got a black and white picture of the man I used to be. Features, they all look the same, but I swear it ain't me.
I was young and always ready, but I never understood that sometimes the things I want, well, them things ain't no good.
Well, a friend of mine asked me if I've ever written a murder ballad, and I said, you know, no, I'm not, you know, really wasn't my thing. And they said, well, you should try and see what you come up with. And I thought, well, if I'm going to write a murder ballad, I guess I'm going to try and, you know, write one for, you know, so I won't ever have to write another one. So this is what I came up with.
Oh, that is such a good old cowboy ballad style feeling, too.
Excellent. Thanks.
I love it. So your first two albums were cut in Los Angeles, but Mood, I know you also took a break from music to travel to New Zealand and do a little acting.
Yeah.
So L.A. might have been less of a schlep.
Right. Well, the whole idea was to get out of L.A. for a while. Things were getting fairly stale for me, you know, musically. And it was just becoming a grind, and I was falling out of love with music. So I thought, well, I need to get away and just go figure it out. And New Zealand seemed like it was far enough away, and I was able to go over there. And I did some sort of small acting work. I worked in a play, and that was over there called The Devils. But it was great. I hadn't acted in, you know, 7 years or so. It's just great to not have to – there was nothing attached to it, so there was no heartache involved.
So I don't know much about the music scene there. Is there any influence from your time there on this CD?
Well, I think I wrote about 80% of the songs there that are on this album, and it was just being able to get away and sort of clear your head, and then, you know, if you're a songwriter, it just sort of naturally starts happening again. So,
well, another cut that we really enjoyed here is your opening track, Rags to Rhinestones,
right.
And at first blush, it sounds like classic country.
From rags to rhinestones, renting rooms to mansion homes. Riding long, shiny cars instead of walking alone in the rain. From rags to rhinestones, a shooting star out of the great unknown. Well, you should have seen me then. From rags to rhinestones and back again.
Wow. I want to dance to this one. I got to tell you, I'm kind of getting ready to do that. But I also want to ask you, we've talked about everything from Hank Williams to being on the road yourself from L.A. to New Zealand. When you think in songs, how do you say, okay, I want to do this classic country song, but I don't want it to be a cliche?
Right, and that's sort of the big trick. And I don't honestly know how it happens. I mean, there are certain things that I don't want to talk about. So Rags to Rhinestones, though, was a song that took many years to finally come together.
You really?
Know, I carried around pieces of it for years, and then somebody told me a story about a fellow Nashville person who sort of rose to a certain height and then just sort of nosedived. And for some reason that fascinated me, and it's kind of the same story of Hank Williams and all these other people that I find very intriguing. So,
having spent time there, did you like Nashville?
I did. Nashville was great to me. Yeah.
And you can find those stories of people who came there to make it and they didn't.
Right. But magic happens there as well. I mean, it's a place where it's still possible to go out there a nobody and become a somebody, you know?
Or go into a coffee shop and get a whole band by the time you walk out?
Yeah, it's possible. It's very possible.
So you're going to play one more song.
Sure.
First, really want to thank you for coming in.
It was my great pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're going to play us out on Queensberry rules. Queensberry's and boxing rules.
Correct, yeah. They're the old British boxing rules that basically say, like, no kicking your opponent when they're down. So I just turned it into a love song.
That's perfect for a country.
Yeah, right.
That's Moot Davis. His new CD is called Man About Town. And you can hear more of Moot's music at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm Jackie Lydon.
Train station's got me down, Lord, I'm punch drunk in another town. But I always finding my way back home when I'm tired of being alone. But your heart by no